I held the phone to my ear. My joints were frozen with terror. I couldn't unbend my fingers to drop it. I knew I had to think, but my head was filled with the sound of my mother's panic. Seconds ticked by while I fought for control. Slowly, slowly, my thoughts started to break past that brick wall of pain. To plan. For I had no choices now but one. To go to the mirrored room and die. I had no guarantees. Nothing to give to keep my mother alive. I could only hope that James would be satisfied with winning the game. That beating Edward would be enough. Despair gripped me. There was no way to bargain. Nothing I could offer or withhold that could influence him. But I still had no choice. I had to try. I pushed the terror back as well as I could. My decision was made. It did no good to waste time agonizing over the outcome. I had to think clearly, because Alice and Jasper were waiting for me, and evading them was absolutely essential and absolutely impossible. I was suddenly grateful that Jasper was gone. If he had been here to feel my anguish in the last 5 minutes, how could I have kept them from being suspicious? I choked back the dread, the anxiety, tried to stifle it. I couldn't afford it now. I didn't know when he would return. I concentrated on my escape. I had to hope that my familiarity with the airport would turn the odds in my favor. Somehow I had to keep Alice away. I knew Alice was in the other room waiting for me, curious. But I had to deal with one more thing in private before Jasper was back. I had to accept that I wouldn't see Edward again. Not even one last glimpse of his face to carry with me to the mirror room. It was going to hurt him, and I couldn't say goodbye. I let the waves of torture wash over me, have their way for a time. Then I pushed them back too and went to face Alice. The only expression I could manage was a dull, dead look. I saw her alarm and I didn't wait for her to ask. I had just one script, and I'd never manage improvisation now. My mom was worried. She wanted to come home. But it's okay, I convinced her to stay away. My voice was lifeless. We'll make sure she's fine, Bella, don't worry. I turned away, couldn't let her see my face. My eye fell on a blank page of the hotel stationery on the desk. I went to it slowly, a plan forming. There was an envelope there, too, that was good. Alice, I asked slowly without turning, keeping my voice level. If I write a letter for my mother, would you give it to her? Leave it at the house, I mean? Sure, Bella. Her voice was careful. She could see me coming apart at the seams. I had to keep my emotions under better control. I went into the bedroom again and knelt next to the little bedside table to write. Edward, I wrote. My hand was shaking. The letters were hardly legible. I love you. I am so sorry. He has my mom, and I have to try. I know it may not work. I am so very, very sorry. Don't be angry with Alice and Jasper. If I get away from them, it will be a miracle. Tell them thank you for me. Alice especially, please. And please, please, don't come after him. That's what he wants, I think. I can't bear it if anyone has to be hurt because of me, especially you. Please, this is the only thing I can ask you now. For me. I love you. Forgive me. Bella. I folded the letter carefully and sealed it in the envelope. Eventually he would find it. I only hoped he would understand and listen to me just this once. And then I carefully sealed away my heart.